This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The biggest mall in America in Minnesota, and officers charged in the death of Breonna Taylor. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us, as always, here on this show. We're listening to you, trust me. And you can always hit us up 24/7 through the miracle of virtual email, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. How about that, right at the top? And I got a flurry of emails just recently about the Mall of America lockdown that happened on Thursday evening. Shoppers were running for safety at the Mall of America after police say shots were fired in the northwest side of the mall. They were reporting an active incident. It was tweeted almost immediately because people were also shooting video. We walk around with video cameras on our phones, let's face it. Within an hour, the police department said they had secured the scene. A suspect has not been apprehended so far, even now. No injuries were reported. That's the good news. Bloomington, Minnesota Police Department Chief Booker Hodges said during a press conference that the shots were fired near the Nike store and that the officers were on the scene within 30 seconds. There was video they could see where you had two groups getting into some kind of an altercation argument at the cash register of the Nike store. One group left, but instead of walking away, they decided to fire multiple rounds into a store with people. Again, nobody was hurt. Nobody was hurt. But there was the lockdown. There were shoppers that immediately took cover and started to run when they heard the shots, you know, ring out. Because now we know, are we all kind of looking over our shoulders occasionally? And when you hear that pop, pop, pop. So it was an isolated incident. The mall was closed down after that. And shoppers on the second level had been asked to wait for an escort. Others were told to leave. And the shopping mall, so you get the sense of the Mall of America, it's huge, is in Bloomington, which is a suburb, of course, of the Twin Cities. So sad to report that at the top, but very, very happy that we are not saying something worse that could have happened far too often, which we've seen in public. What takes place when there's some sort of a shooting. So NASCAR driver Kyle Busch, by the way, was in the Mall of America at the time, and he ran with his son, and his wife put out on social media that they were fine, that they were in the mall when it happened, but they escaped, and even posting and saying that they, in the chaos, they didn't think, Samantha is his wife, didn't think that anyone was hurt. I mean, they were, they were there walking around shopping, that whole kind of thing. And you want to talk about a big name in NASCAR? I mean, listen, he's won 60 Cup races. He's a very, very well known name. And regardless, he's just a human being, but the fact is that he draws attention where he is, and that had to be a scary moment for him and his family to have that happen, when they were there. So the Breonna Taylor killing, there's been a lot of conversation about that, and it seems like it happened a long time ago, and in fact, it's been years, right? So four current and former Louisville police officers involved in the raid on Taylor's home, including detectives who worked on the search warrant, and the ex-officer accused of firing blindly into the house, have been charged with civil rights violations and other counts. That was announced by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday. These charges are actually the first federal counts leveled against any of the officers involved in that botched raid. So in addition to the civil rights offenses, also charged with unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction. Taylor's mom, Tamika Palmer, said she's waited 874 days for federal charges to be filed and has beaten everything sent to break her, and that her daughter's death has taken her to a place that they can't even imagine. So this one will take a while to play out, what will happen as, you know, as that all moves forward. But that was a huge story on the day, for sure. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump represents the Taylor family, and he applauded the charges as well as the fight waged by her family and attorneys and advocates trying to keep her name out there, and the story of what happened. And like I said, this happened several years ago, and now this has finally come up. I mean, Taylor, if you don't know the story, is a 26-year-old emergency room tech. She was shot and killed in her apartment during a flawed forced entry raid March 13th, 2020, and it was mistaken where they went, you know, where the police had gone, and again, it was awful that she was there, that happened, of course, and will justice be served in this case? What is justice in this case? Lots of conversation has gone on. And especially the family really, really pushing, trying so hard to push back on this. And it's worked in the sense that now it goes beyond the conversation and goes into justice. And what happens, we'll see. Speaking of justice, Brittany Griner, sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison for drug smuggling. She's an American basketball star, WNBA, plays for a team in Phoenix, and she was convicted of deliberately smuggling drugs into Russia. The case against her has become so political, and I think she's a pawn for Putin. There's no doubt about it when you look at Russia's war against Ukraine, because there was a deal on the table for Griner and another American being held to be exchanged for a guy known as the Merchant of Death, to have Russia get him back. And no go at this point. They have not picked up on that deal, because the sentence, the timing of it, is while there is incredibly tense relations between the U.S. and Russia. So she apologized to family. She apologized to her team, the Phoenix Mercury, and others when the verdict was announced. She asked for leniency in a pretty emotional speech. She said she didn't mean to hurt anyone. She didn't put anyone in jeopardy in the Russian population. She didn't want to break any laws, but that's where it sits as of now.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Supply Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Is Shadow Journeys. We have the author Kathleen Olson with us. Kathleen, I'll tell you, it's so interesting. I think the title really nailed what the book's about. I guess that's the intention. But what was the journey like for you? How'd you come up with the book?
Many years ago, I went to see a hypnotherapist to help me stop smoking. And 35 years later, I think it worked. And we got into talking about past life regression. And past life regression is finding out who you were in a former life. I was regressed, and it didn't come out very well. I just found out I was 10-year-old living in Washington, D.C. in 1860. But that's all I got out of it. But I thought, oh, all the things I could have been or anybody could have been. And I started making lists and giving them personalities.
Fun. And then here it is that you pull it together. What was it like actually writing the book?
The book wrote itself. Once I had the characters in mind, they just appeared where they needed to.
Yeah. So tell us about the book. We won't give everything away. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But what can you tell us about Shadow Journeys? Give us a little synopsis.
Well, it's about a lady named Jen Markoff, and she's been having violent headaches for years. And finally she goes to a psychiatrist who hypnotizes her and starts bringing out other lives. And she got to know 7 different lives. By the time that she was done.
Wow, 7 different lives. Did it scare her?
No, she was grateful the fact that she could communicate and find out what these people were asking. They were wanted her to do something for her or find something or be something. But she had to find that out, and they weren't always cooperative.
Nice. In this book, when somebody reads this book, what do you hope they take away from reading your novel?
I hope they take away a little bit of everything that these characters are saying to Jen. A little bit of philosophy, a little bit of what they've learned. And, well, for instance, there was one character by the name of Lisbeth. And Lisbeth said, once somebody has learned to fit into their new world, they could be nothing but better.
Wow. That is interesting, right? That's a game changer right there for sure.
And, yes, it is.
And for Jen, what is Jen like? What is Jen Markoff like?
Oh, she is a regular type person. She has a business of her own. She's an artist. And she falls in love with one of her clients.
Ooh, is that kind of the forbidden fruit or no?
No, it's not. They get married and have children of their own. But Jen also had a stepdaughter from this marriage. And at first, she and Hannah was her name, got along very well. In fact, Hannah depended on Jen. She would go to her with her troubles, and she'd cuddle with her at night and things like that. But then she turned into a teenager, and it hit pretty hard.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, certainly. Will you write another book? Will we see another book from you in this direction?
I'm thinking about it. Not sure if I could do something quite as good, but yes, that I could if I wanted to.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting. I mean, there's definitely adventure in this. There's definitely a mystery, you know, that surrounds this. And as you talked about, Jen, your lead character, it's so interesting in what happens with her throughout this journey. And once again, you can get the book Shadow Journeys on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Kathleen Olson, the author, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
A couple notes on the weather. I was looking today at what the hurricane season is going to look like. You know, we always talk about NOAA and what their prediction is. So the take is they released their updated forecast on Thursday. They predict there's going to be 11 to 17 more named storms in 2022. They expect 6 of 10 will strengthen into hurricanes. And, of course, the Atlantic Basin enters into peak hurricane season now. I mean, it's really August through October, but the official hurricane season starts June 1st through November 30th. There have been three tropical storms that have strengthened to the point of getting named, but none have turned into hurricanes. Historically, 90% of all Atlantic tropical cyclone activity happens really the peak months, August through October. So, I mean, that's where we're at as far as these storms. It's an above normal season, they say, is 60% likely. It's probably the outcome, but even though it's been relatively quiet at this point, and meteorologists, of course, look at, they start predicting how the storm forms and what can happen, but what will hit landfall and what will happen, that's what we watch. We watch the above normal sea surface temperatures and the tropical trade winds and all of that, and that's part of what is indicating it could be much, 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 much higher. So, you know, let's hope not. Let's hope that's not what we see and the predictions are wrong, because nobody wants to deal with it. We've seen some wicked hurricanes, certainly, in the past, and what they can bring as we watch the people in Kentucky dig out of the horrible floods that they were hit with last week, and now the heat and dealing with cooling stations and trying desperately to help people as best that they can. I mean, it's a terrible situation in some of those counties still, of course, in Kentucky. And a sad situation for four people who are in critical condition following a lightning strike across the street from the White House. It's a popular area, Lafayette Park. It just is directly across from the White House. And all four, two women and two men, had critical life-threatening injuries. They were riding, this is what happened, the details. They were riding out the storm, because all of a sudden there was a storm, under a tree. And so just like that, the lightning strikes and they're there under the tree. And a severe thunderstorm happened to hit around 7 o'clock. And they happened to be there walking. It's a popular area to go, to walk, to glimpse the White House, and you're there near the monuments, of course, and it suddenly this storm cropped up, and so that's what they did. I guess it's another reminder, what do you do when you find yourself in that situation? And they did what they thought was the best thing they could do, grabbed hold of a tree, and that can be the worst thing when lightning hits, but you're running in different directions and trying to figure that out. That's why I'll tell you, I have to be honest, I wasn't a person who paid massive attention to the weather. I just, it's not that I wouldn't look at what the weather was going to be, but I wasn't focused on the weather. Now I'm way more focused on the weather. First coming from Texas and dealing with tornadoes and some of the crazy straight-line winds and some of the horrific storms that narrowly missed where I was living. And now being in Florida, where you talk about thunderstorms and lightning that just can crop up. I mean, immediately people said to me, do you know how to gauge when lightning is, when you hear thunder, how far away the lightning is, so that I would know if I was out and happened to get caught up in it, how close that would be. And of course storms pop up where suddenly the sky is dark and maybe it wasn't initially forecast. So I guess just something to really pay attention to with some of these strange weather systems that we see when you, especially in the areas that many of you are listening to, where you've got this super heat, and then what happens when the other air comes up, maybe from the Gulf, depending on where you are, and it mixes, and then that's where you get some of these crazy, crazy storms. Hey, coming up, the man that caved, Brittany Griner, sentenced. The WNBA star, will she get a ticket home? Remains to be seen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Four people are in critical condition following a lightning strike across the street from the White House.
A spokesperson for D.C. Fire and Emergency Medical Services have confirmed that two men and two women were transferred to area hospitals. A severe thunderstorm hit the D.C. region on Thursday. Senator Sinema has agreed to support the Democrats' economic bill, giving Democrats the 50 votes they need to pass the legislation in the coming days. In a statement, Sinema indicated that she wants several changes to the tax provision of the package, including removing the tax on carry interest, which would have impacted hedge fund managers and private equity. The proposal would have raised $14 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews. The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency as cases got up to 6,600 nationwide. The declaration could facilitate access to emergency funds, allowing health agencies to collect more data about cases and vaccinations, accelerate vaccine distribution, and make it easier for doctors to prescribe treatment.
U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner learned her fate today in a Russian court.
Well, my parents taught me two important things. One, take ownership for your responsibilities. And two, to work hard for everything that you have. That's why I pled guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me. And that is why I pled guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws.
A Russian prosecutor said on Thursday Brittany Griner was guilty. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jump around, but the big story, I think, and what we would be talking about is Brittany Griner, sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison. Can you imagine? So that happened on Thursday, and that's the, I think, was the expected conclusion to her trial. So now, would there be this negotiation for a prisoner swap to be accelerated? She should hope so. She was arrested back in February for bringing cannabis into the country. She had been prepared for a harsh sentence, so she knew that this was probably going to happen, and it was a foregone conclusion, and sure enough, it was. They say in the Russian court she intentionally broke the law and also fined her 1 million rubles. That's about $16,700, just so you know. She reacted to the sentence with very little emotion. She just listened to the verdict, blank stare on her face, and she was let out of the courtroom and said, "I love my family, that's it." It's close to the maximum of 10 that Griner had faced under the charges, and prosecutors had asked for 9.5. So this is what was expected. Now, under Russian law, Griner has 10 days to appeal. Her lawyer said they would expect a hearing in Moscow's regional court next week. But this is the thing. Will there be a prisoner swap? President Joe Biden issued a statement on the verdict that referred to Griner as wrongfully detained, a designation U.S. officials have used since May, and called for her release. Will this work or not? I mean, look, Biden said it's unacceptable. I call on Russia to release her immediately so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, teammates.
And we'll see if that's what the bottom line is. I mean, this is a WNBA star who was also an Olympic athlete and has a very, very big name, but big names don't matter. It's a question of whether or not this deal will work. Will there be the deal for the Russians' arms dealer, Viktor Bout, for Griner and fellow American Paul Whelan, who's been in Russia since he was arrested on espionage charges in December of 2018. So you can bet his family wants to see this happen. I mean, the reality just smashes you right in the face. You know, I had a couple of emails from some folks about why would she even risk this? Why would she even do that? Well, I mean, it's the real hard truth here is there are a lot of pro basketball players, not just WNBA, but NBA players that rely on cannabis for sports injuries. You know, it's banned by sports leagues and certainly illegal in many places, but the truth is this is some of what goes on. And Sean Kemp is an example. He played most of his NBA career before the league began testing players for marijuana use in 1999. So after playing in the physical kind of games that, of course, the NBA is, he said he would smoke. He said he didn't want to take pain relief pills. He'd go home, smoke pot, that it would calm his body down, and it got him through. It got him through what he did. He's 230 pounds, 6'10", and he said the drugs would help with inflammation in his knees and other joints. And it's interesting because Kemp is very famous for this now. Owns a stake in a Seattle marijuana dispensary that has his name on it. And in the two decades since the NBA and the Players Union agreed to begin testing for marijuana or cannabis, the drug's perception has been that it's undergone kind of a makeover, of course, in the United States, where it's been illegal for decades. So now there's still the question mark that hangs over that. But the bottom line is this. Her team said she was authorized to use medicinal cannabis in Arizona, where she has played for the Phoenix Mercury since 2013. So now there's massive attention here. This is why the wrongfully detained deal. And we'll see if there's a bigger bounce here, so to speak, down the court for other NBA stars and what happens because of the changing attitudes toward marijuana. But that doesn't help her. Right now, it's just a question of, is there a deal or not? Do we have a let's make a deal for the arms dealer, or do we not have a deal? So far, no deal. It has not happened at this point. You can bet there's a huge, huge push for that. Can you imagine doing time in Russia? Oh, she's already been imprisoned since February. So yeah, it has to be crazy to be in her mind and be dealing with this. I always love it when there are records set for cards. I used to do a card show when I did the pre and the post game for the Texas Rangers, and of course covered the Texas Rangers. Just was a chunk of my career. I covered lots of different baseball teams, and in fact nationally did all of them. But after one of the shows I would do every single week, we had a card show because people still wanted to talk about cards. They wanted to talk about what's it worth, that kind of thing. So I just saw that a T206 Honus Wagner sold in a private sale for, you ready for this, $7.25 million. That is a record amount for a sports card. And you see the Wagner card. He has the hair of the day, the collar all the way up his neck where it says Pittsburgh across it. And you know, what has been said about this card is there is no other card like it. So it's not surprising. There's a lot of folklore of this card because it's so rare. There's somewhere between 50 and 60 copies exist. And who knows? I mean, the theory is that the printing plate broke during production, that there was a copyright dispute between the artist and the tobacco company who did the card. But the most popular theory of why isn't there very many of these was actually offered up by the Wagner family and New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art is that Wagner didn't want to promote smoking tobacco to kids and asked that the card be pulled from production because he didn't want that. So that then all these years later has made it incredibly profitable because people who are collectors and have the Do Re Mi want it, and it is very unique when you look at it. Can you imagine? It's like you got to think about family heirlooms sometimes. It's like I'm going to go out of the man cave for a second, although in the man cave we could talk about it, like sports memorabilia, what's it worth? And it's what someone will pay for it. It's what they're willing to pay for it because it means something to them. But there are the rare items. And what if that was like in a box and was handed down to you? And that happens sometimes for somebody who doesn't know anything about sports, gets cards or gets some jersey or gets something that is phenomenal and they really have no clue what they have. But I think the Wagner card, pretty much there's a clue as to what that is because of it being sold several times. So it's a big stake item, $7.25 million. Wow. All right, so there is going to be an appeal for Deshaun Watson. The former New Jersey Attorney General, Pete Harvey, has been selected to hear the NFL's appeal of Watson's decision. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, chose the Attorney General to hear the appeal of the six-game suspension for the Cleveland Browns quarterback because guess what? The NFL wants a tougher penalty under the league's personal conduct policy. They were like, screw this. Her ruling, Sue Robinson's ruling, is too soft. Under the collective bargaining agreement, Goodell had the option to consider the appeal himself or appoint a designee. I think it was smart for him to appoint somebody else. And there, the NFL is appealing for an indefinite suspension that would be a minimum of 1 year, minimum of 1 year. I don't know what will happen here, because I actually was kind of surprised about the six-game suspension. Robinson wrote that the NFL carried its burden to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that Mr. Watson engaged in sexual assault as defined by the NFL against the four therapists identified in the report. So she was trying to differentiate between violent and nonviolent sexual conduct and concluded that that conduct doesn't fall into the category of violent conduct that would require the minimum six-game suspension that they had established. That's how she says she came up with the number that she came up with. You got to think the Browns are wondering. You know, the Browns traded for Watson in March. They sent three first-round draft picks to the Texans. Cleveland then gave Watson a new five-year contract that was the richest deal in NFL history for any player. You're like, what? And, yeah, the answer is, yeah, what? So they're probably on pins and needles, honestly, as to whether or not he's going to be back because he's practicing. He's in training camp. Is he going to be gone for six games or is he going to be gone for an entire year? And then they have to go to plan B and they have a couple of quarterbacks, I'm sure, that would compete for that, which I've talked about before in the man cave. So, you know, there you go. Bummer when you're released from a team that you love, right? But that's the game as it is all sports across the board. The Boston Red Sox released outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr. He rejoined the Red Sox after the team acquired the outfielder and two minor leaguers in December of 2021 in a trade with the Brew Crew, giving up slugger Hunter Renfroe. So he was hitting .210. With three homers, 29 RBI, and 92 games for the Red Sox, 92 games. He's making close to $10 million this season. His batting average career is .228, but he was a mainstay for Boston during his first stint with the Red Sox from 2013 to 2020. And you remember how well they played then, but it's the end of an era is what it is. And like I said, you kind of always have to know that you may have your bags packed, whether you want them to be packed or not. That's the way it goes in sports these days, especially when you look at baseball and you look ahead to who's in it, what's going to happen as we get closer to the tail end of the, of the summer here. And the Red Sox.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Introduce you to Jangala, who's written a book called Millie's Manifesto. Jangala, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, and I'm very pleased to meet you at last.
Yeah, absolutely. So what led you to writing this book? How did you arrive here?
I arrived here, I was in lockdown. I'm still stranded since 2019. Living in Phuket, in Thailand. I was locked down in Bangkok for 3 months. I was locked down again in London for another 4 months. It's been my lockdown project. Before then, I had been an English teacher in the remote teaching service in Northern Australia. I've also taught English in China, Thailand, and most recently, I've been teaching in London last year. So I was having an orphan's Christmas in Athens, and when Omicron hit, and I could not go backwards, and I could not go forwards. Singapore would not let me in. London would not take me back. So I, Phuket were happy to have me. So I landed in Phuket on New Year's Eve, and I've been here ever since. And I have been working on this manuscript
through my whole lockdown experience from early 2020. So, and it's a wonderful process.
Wow. Tell us, well, first of all, I mean, what a great place, I have to say this, what a great place to end up. Has it been like a blessing to you to be there in a way? Because obviously it's given you the gift of writing.
Yes, of course. Yes, I have been stranded since I had a return ticket in March 2020 from Thailand, where I was doing a short teaching contract. And it was the day that they announced COVID pandemic, and I could not board my flight. So ever since that time, I went straight into lockdown and eventually got to London, straight into lockdown, and tried to get home and could not get home. So Thailand were the only country who wanted to take me. So I'm forever grateful for them. So I'm making it my home now. And it's a fantastic country. And Phuket is a fantastic city.
So you're in a fantastic place. You come up with Millie's Manifesto. Tell us about the book. What's the novel about?
Oh, the novel's, it's about Millie's Manifesto, which is my own manifesto. When I decided to write a book, I was torn between an autobiography or a self-help. But I am so glad that I decided on general fiction, because you can invent characters. You can invent characters that help the book along. And, you know, you use them as devices to proceed with the story. The manifesto is simply, a retaliation, if you like, against zero-sum thinking. If you've ever been interested in game theory, zero-sum games are played by more and more people these days, and Millie sees zero-sum thinking as a real problem for her generation, and she has identified that generosity of spirit is the anti-venom, and that basically generosity of spirit involves giving of yourself freely to another person for no reason, for no expectation of reward or acknowledgement. And in fact, Millie has a rule that if anyone finds out that you're being generous to another person, it doesn't count. So it cannot be politicized. It cannot be turned into a social movement, because if you give the game away, you have to start again. So that's the basis of the manifesto. There's aliens, there are robot dogs, there are drug cartels, there are government agents. They are in a setting of a country that grows coffee, Arabica coffee, and she's very much, she's with her parents, as is her boyfriend, too. And they are working in IT overseas. And so the aliens have found her as a result of an algorithm that they wrote to find the leader of the free world. They work for a real estate consortium who want to turn the Earth into a golf course. And they want to keep everyone alive. They're not sending in the battle cruisers, not this time, because Earthlings have worked out how to postpone the next ice age with global warming, so they're very much have an interest in the Earth, and they've identified Millie as the leader of the Earth, the person they go to when they say, take me to the leader, is Millie. So, but she doesn't want the job. She's studying. She has a robot dog to take care of. She has a missing boyfriend. But sometimes algorithms don't work on humans. They only work 93% of the time. Anyway, so I don't want to give too much of the story away, but Millie and Zeke do team up and go on several adventures together. And that's about where we're at the moment.
What do you hope people take away from reading your novel, which will be available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and where good books are sold? What do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away the message that Millie is putting forward, that zero-sum thinking, which is a sort of a belief in the antagonistic nature of human relations, and that there is no win-win, but all problems are a winner-take-all problem. And she would like people to take away the altruistic value of generosity of spirit. And it's not a sprinkling of fairy dust on everyone. It is the antidote. It is the antidote to zero-sum thinking. And ultimately, she thinks it is the way to move forward for her generation, who are inheriting a depleted environment, depleted habitat. So it's very, very contemporary for Millie.
And you know what, in listening to you, you can tell how passionate you are about the character, how you are about laying out the plot. Was this fun for you?
Yes, the whole process has been fun for me. I know how it's going to end. However, I'm living in the novel myself, and I'm coming up with ideas as I go along. So it's just been a fantastic creative process for me. Something I always wanted to do, and something I am enjoying.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed speaking with you, Jangula. The name of the book, Millie's Manifesto. Congratulations on all of that. And thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's been a long time coming. I'm so pleased to be able to speak with you at last.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.